What's on your mind? It's a normal or nuts Friday. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, powered by SchwannCandlelight.com. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook or Twitter account. You can get there by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com, and that'll take you to everywhere you need to go and join us on a beautiful Friday. Boy, we're going to have a warm one today in the 90s across much of North Dakota. Southeast part of the state is about the only place that's going to be a little bit cooler over the next couple days, but summer finally here. The dog days of summer, though. Might turn into a big dog this weekend, Scott.
I see some 90s forecasted for the weekend. Looks like they're going to move west to east, too. So it'll,
I see a weekend on the river. That's what I see.
We'll take advantage of it halfway through August, and not much time left here. So here's our telephone numbers, by the way, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email questions studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve and I, every day, we get behind the microphone here on What's on Your Mind to generally ask, ask the question, what's on your mind? We want to know. And Jeff in West Fargo can't wait to answer that question. So here he is. Hello, Jeff. Happy Friday.
How you do? You too. God bless you guys. I want to ask you, Scott, here, the next time you got our Politburo members, Heitkamp, Hovind, and Kramer coming on your show, tell them that we're coming after them with the Liberty Amendments, and I want to hear the reaction, because I want you to tell them that, because the reaction that's going to come from them is just like Mark Levin says. They're going to distract us. They're going to try to shut us down. And I want you guys to stand up for the people of North Dakota and America, because we are coming after these communists. And you know that these guys are all on the same team, and quit giving them a platform to destroy our country. God bless you guys, and have a good day.
Politburo? I thought it was the Congress. he's referring to Mark Levin, and for folks that don't know, Mark Levin is a fellow that goes way back to the Reagan administration. He's now a radio talk show host and an author, and he's written a book called The Liberty Amendments, which, you know, are designed to get us back to the Constitution. I would agree with much of what Mark Levin in his book, I think most of us would, that if you look at what the Constitution intended and where we are, we've drifted without question. So I'm with Jeff on that completely, although I don't know that we can saddle our own congressional delegation with that. I don't know. Is Jeff normal or is Jeff nuts? Maybe we'll make Jeff the poster boy for the start of the program here today. What do you think, Steve?
I like that idea. Take a little weight off of you and I for a change. Because usually I open up and go, yeah, man, Scott's nuts. I don't think I can do that today.
We'll put it on Jeff. Is Jeff normal or is Jeff nuts? 800-228-0550. Is Mark Levin normal or is Mark Levin nuts? To think that we've drifted from the Constitution. 701-258-0550. I have, if we're going to put this on somebody else, since Jeff has started a theme here, I read a letter to the editor by Terry Wolf in the Bismarck Tribune today. And Terry has taken to having conversations with youngsters. It's kind of a neat idea. And he says, recently I've had the opportunity to have discussions with some adolescents who've started or will start driving shortly. One of the questions I asked them is if they could have their dream vehicle to own and drive, what would it be? Answers include a Lotus, a decked-out F-350 pickup, a top-end BMW or a Mercedes-Benz, etc., he writes. All of these vehicles cost more than $50,000, some more than $100,000. Next, I asked them how they would like it if that dream vehicle started breaking down soon after they drove it off a car lot. Obviously, all of them said they would not like it. After establishing the idea that they expect an expensive car to be of high quality, I asked them if what it costs to educate them each year through the public school system. And you want to know, do you know how much we as taxpayers pay to educate you? Reasonable question, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what the student says. One replied, it did not cost anything because public school is free.
I bet the follow-up question to that was, where does food come from? And the answer is the grocery store.
Yeah, another answered $500 a year, and a third answered $3,000. After getting their answers, I told them it costs around $10,000 per student per year. He based that, according to his letter to the editor, based on the Bismarck Focus, included in the August 12th, the Tribune. When I told them this, they were quite surprised at the cost. Then I asked them to roughly calculate the total cost of educating a student kindergarten through the senior year. Obviously, assuming no inflation, $10,000 multiplied by multiplied by 13 comes out to $130,000. The last question I asked them was, after spending this much money on each student, shouldn't the taxpayers expect a quality product? Students should be told how much money is being invested in them by the taxpayers, and they have a responsibility to give us a good effort that results in a quality product when they finish their public schooling. He ends with, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't. Well, he didn't finish.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair statement.
So the question, that's from Terry Wolf in Bismarck, writing in the Bismarck Tribune. Is he right that students and taxpayers are not getting a quality product out of public education? Is that a normal or nuts assertion? What do you think, Steve?
I think it's perfectly normal. Yeah, I think kids should know the value of their education. I think they should know what they have to put in with what we're putting in so that they can be successful. I think they need to know what they're going to be putting in someday to that education. It's about appreciating. I think we've gotten to a society that is so me-centric and me. We've gotten away from some of those core values that previous generations had raised up within the kids. There's been a big disconnect. It's not about putting in the work and getting the effort out. It's about instant gratification. It's about being self-centric. It's about a different set of values that you go back two generations ago that doesn't exist anymore.
And I would ask the taxpayers, if you agree with Mr. Wolf here, that you're not getting a good bang for the buck, that you're not getting a quality product. Based on what you're investing in public education, are you not getting the quality back? That's what this letter writer is asserting. Do you agree with that? Wherever you live, what you're putting forward in taxpayer dollars, what you get back out in a public education. Tell us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Common core standards are something we spent a fair amount of time talking about on the program. A lot of concern and alarm from some parents. We have asked educators. Most of them gloss over, no, it's okay, and we're watching it carefully. Bismarck Tribune has weighed in on this, editorializing that the common core standards are smart and in agreeing with them. Is that normal or is that nuts? Let us know at 800-228-0550. We have actually a laundry list here. We can kind of go with a lightning round in this first segment, and you can feel free to weigh in on any of them. How about this Tennessee judge that ordered a baby boy's name to be changed from Messiah to Martin and said, hey, that is a title, Messiah, that only has been earned by one person, and that one person is Jesus Christ. Should baby names be illegal, or is this judge nuts, Steve?
All right, this is a little complicated, and the ruling is correct, but not for the rationale by which the judge made the ruling. I don't agree with the judge on why the judge made that ruling, but it was the right ruling. And the reason
partially nuts.
A little nuts. The reason he made the ruling is nuts. The ruling itself is not nuts. Are you going to hamstring a kid with the name Messiah? Think of what that kid's going to have to deal with going through the rest of life. It's like naming him Sue. You know, good luck with that. That kid's going to be picked on, ridiculed. It's not good for the kid.
He did mention that as well. He cited concerns the child would face bullying for sharing a name that has such a strong religious connotation.
But I have a problem with the judge weighing in on the judge's Christian values on this. What if the judge would have been Jewish? Do you weigh in with Jewish values on this? Justice is supposed to be blind. You're not supposed to bring that into a decision. That's supposed to be black and white. What does the law say? I don't agree with the judge bringing in his Christian core values, saying that there's only one person's earned that name. I agree with him. I agree with him wholeheartedly. But from a legal standpoint, I don't agree with the way he reached his decision.
All right, I think he's normal. You think he's nuts. Let's see, what else? Major League Baseball is expanding instant replay next season. You ready for instant replay in baseball? I think that's fine. That's normal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Here's one I think is nuts.
Although I will say a lot of traditionalists in baseball are going to absolutely lose their mind over this. They are going to go insane over this because it's going to make the games longer. It's going to do this and that and the integrity of the game. You're taking the power away from the officials. And So be it. You want the call right in the bottom of the ninth inning at the World Series Game 7, or do you want to worry about tradition? I want the call right.
Normal or nuts, a group wants to make the Killdeer Mountains off limits from oil development. That's nuts, in my view. You?
I think it is nuts. With horizontal drilling, you don't have to go into the mountains to tap those resources anymore.
All right,
protect,
you've got our
you can
top.
Protect the lands.
Exactly. We've proven that over and over. I'm with you. That's nuts. All right, folks. Now your chance to weigh in at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 800-228-0550 with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347 or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's the Normal Enough Friday with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to the program, 800-228-0550. You heard our run through the Normal Enough topics. Now it's your turn. Lynn and Bismarck, you're first to go. Welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you, Lynn.
Taking my call. You guys are doing a great job. I just
Thanks,
wanted
Lynn.
To say that guy Jeff that called in earlier, I think he's right on. But the real reason I called in was... I think you guys should have a government waste on Wednesday deal where local people can call in, and if they see something that the local government is wasting money on, that they can call in and hold their feet to the fire.
That's a great idea. When I lived in Portland, Oregon, there was a TV station that actually went out. The city of Portland was asking for more money and more money and more money for for city workers and for more projects. So the city went out, or the news team went out and started taking video. And all it was video shots of city workers sleeping in city trucks. and it blew up. It was pictures of five guys standing around watching two guys shovel, because you got to have the supervisors. It was just one thing after another. The city of Portland actually revamped their whole image and adopted the slogan, Portland, the city that works, on the heels of this, because this TV crew had shown all this waste in government resources. Instead of going out and doing a job, it was just one thing after another. And this series ran for over a year, and they did not have a shortage of government waste.
I don't want to pick on individuals, but there's a landscaping project on Century Avenue that's falling down the hill there, and I don't know if that's a city project or not, but it seems to me they spent a lot of money putting it up that they should at least maintain it.
And that's Century Avenue, a landscaping project that, when you say fallen down, is just, what, overrun?
Yeah,
with
I'd say it's between Centennial School there and Washington Street.
I'll have to drive over there now.
It's on the north side of the road.
All right. And, Len, good idea. We're always on the look, and it doesn't have to be Wednesday, anytime. So appreciate the call. Thank you. Mike in Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I really like your show. My comment this morning is concerning the judge changing the boy's name from Messiah to Mark. Mm-hmm. And while I don't go along with the idea of a person naming their child, I appreciate the fact we have the government reaching in and changing what is a personal choice. I know that this kid may be affected by the impact of what his name is for the rest of his life. I know that. But you cannot save people from themselves if the parents are that stupid that they're going to name their child with a lightning rod name like that. There's very little that can be done. When that kid gets old enough and he decides he doesn't like to have all the ridicule and the persecution because of his name, he can change it, or maybe his parents will down the line. But where does the government come from stepping in and changing a very personal decision such as that?
Yeah, but at that point, Mike, isn't the damage already done in those early formative years? You're either setting this kid up to be a great failure or a great success.
You know, that's the way it has been from all of eternity, and you cannot change that. We think in today's world that we can, that we know better. We know better than everybody else who's come along before us, and we can prevent all these problems. You cannot fix stupid. And that is what is going on here. You're going to have to let stupid people be stupid.
No, you don't. You don't agree with him, Steve. He's saying the judges...
No, I agree with you that you can't fix stupid, and the government cannot fix stupid. I will agree with that 100%, and it's not their job to fix stupid.
That's what this judge is trying to do. So, I mean, maybe a judge has no basis of weighing in on this. He thinks the judge is nuts. You tell us what you think at 800-228-0550. Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Bruce in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. What's on my mind is from, Steve, I apologize. I tuned in late yesterday right at the tail end, and I wasn't able to get in because you had a bank full of calls on the, RNC, and I couldn't remember the lady's name that was, basically, they were debating back and forth of what the RNC and what they're screwing up at, and the guy kept giving the same diatribe that I get when I get phone calls and emails.
That was Brian Walsh and Scotty Nell Hughes.
And the RNC it's like talking to a Democrat, and they refuse to hear what their constituents are telling them. And I'm going to say it like I've been telling them when they call me on the phone. When you people start paying attention to people like Dr. Carlson, people like our representative for the Tea Party here, Scott, you know who he is.
Well, Leon Francis is one of the Fargo Tea Party people. If that's who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, Leon, you got, there's so many people that, you know, you can name off. And these people I listen to, and it's like, here's common sense. We're telling you this is what we want. We want statesmanship. We want people of conviction. People that have the have the tenacity to stand on their convictions and their beliefs and know and do what's right, not what's politically expedient. And the RNC is only concerned with what's politically expedient. And those are the people we, as the grassroots, like you said, Scott, in your book, we are the people, and we are standing up. We are coming, and we are going to, we want representation, and we're not getting it. And if RNC is not going to pay attention to that, they will become extinct. That's my
thanks for the phone call, Brian. Let's go to Bruce in Fargo. What's on your mind today?
Actually, that was Bruce.
I'm sorry. Let's go to Brian in Bismarck.
There you go.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling with regards to the Kilder Mountain Alliance and drilling in the Kilder Mountains. I heard on the KFOR, the 6 a.m. news, that there was some presentation to the Industrial Commission with regards to the drilling. And I happen to be one of the mineral owners out there, which I find it offensive that an individual who doesn't have anything better to do with his time than to continue to beat on this issue that they've been beating on since the fall of 2012. They were before the Industrial Commission twice in 2012. And then they tried to do an end run, and they went to the legislature and tried to get money appropriated to do an archaeological study to try to slow the drilling process down in the Kilder Mountains. And there's two ranchers, or I would say one rancher and one has-been, who are members of the alliance. There's two people involved in this alliance. And I just don't understand why the Industrial Commission continues to give them the time of day.
Yeah, by the way, an alliance should be more than two people, shouldn't it? And I'm with you. I think this is crazy. And by the way, we will tell you what we'll do, Brian. We'll plan a, you know, digging into this a little more. This is worthy of more time on the program. So we brought it up as a normal or not. So I think it's nuts that they're able to block it, but we'll dig into it some more. And I'm with you on this. Okay.
Attempt to contact Carlene Fine with the Industrial Commission this morning. I sent her an email. I've not heard from her. But I want to get a transcript of that commission hearing to see what actually went on.
Well, keep us posted if you do, and we certainly think people with mineral rights ought to have some standing in it. We're up against the break, Brian, but I appreciate it. We'll continue to dig into it and let us know if you get that transcript. Ed, Scott, when we come back, plus a guest on some tourist hotspots for the rest of summer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity Booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to talk with Kim Schmidt in the North Dakota Tourism Department and find out some last-minute affordable getaways. This is one of the last nice weekends, probably, as we're starting to head into fall. As kids are going back into school and, you know, summer's over. I mean, for all intents and purposes, summer's over. But there's still plenty to do around North Dakota. We want to wrap up a last couple of calls. Let's get to Ed in Bismarck. Ed, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, guys?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm still alive and kicking. There's a caller a few minutes ago that was saying something about the downhill falling on Century there. If it's what I'm thinking of, it's like right around Century and Ithaca, Century and Hawkins Street. There's a couple of brick retaining walls there that have been graffitied up really bad and falling down. I don't know if it's city property or what, but I know it's up for sale. But I mean, that's a major eyesore right there.
What would you do if you were in charge, Ed?
Oh, I'd at least start getting that brick put back up there and start cleaning up that graffiti, make it look a little bit nicer.
All right.
It's ridiculous how bad it looks right there.
Needs to be added to the to-do list. All right, Ed, appreciate the call. Thank you. Scott in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I'm calling regarding the judge changing a gentleman's name. That's the first I've heard of it on your show today, and it's just absurd. I think it's a prime example of how the judicial system feels they can do whatever they want. And just out of curiosity, what did the judge pick?
He actually, this was a little bizarre because I could see, okay, in this case, he didn't like the idea that the couple had decided to name the child Messiah. But rather than say, you can't name the child Messiah, he said, actually, we're changing it to Martin.
Martin.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, appreciate your call. One of our normal or nuts questions. Let's get Mark in here lastly, and then we'll get to our guest on What's on Your Mind. Normal or Nuts Friday. Weigh in on any of these topics or add some new ones. 800-228-0550. Mark, go ahead.
The first caller, Jeff, referred to the U.S. Congress as the Politburo and our congressional delegation from North Dakota as communist, which I agree. And if you look at the facts, meaning in North Dakota, the Cirrus aircraft was sold to the communist government of China here a couple of years ago. The communist government of China now is in the process of buying a liquid natural gas export facility in Louisiana, and they're purchasing the largest pork processing. And that's just an example of trillions of dollars of acquisitions of U.S. hard assets by the communist government of China. Not one peep of opposition from our delegation in North Dakota or the U.S. Congress. And there's a New York Times article titled China's Superior Economic Model. And it was based on comments by the CEO of Intel, Andy Grove, who was extolling the virtues of the communist economic model, the command and control, top-down Chinese communist model. So a lot of CEOs in this country are hardcore leftists. They don't like representative government. They don't like constitutional government or bills of rights. They like hardcore top-down command and control, and that's the communist movement alive and well and growing in the United States, and our congressional delegation says nothing about it because, in my opinion, they're absolutely for it. It's all happening under the guise of free trade, right?
All right, so here's where I think you've run off the rails here a little bit, Mark, and we'll ask listeners to decide whether what you've said is normal or nuts. But you're saying, okay, a congressional delegation, you didn't speak out about this, therefore you are communist. That's nuts, in my opinion. But we appreciate your opinion. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This hour of What's on Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, as Steve mentioned, Kim Schmidt is here from the North Dakota Tourism Department. We want to give you some last-minute affordable getaways in the state. There's some great events happening. There's lots of legendary left in this summer, isn't there, Kim?
There certainly is, and thanks for having me today, guys.
We have some legendary things you can do with kids in North Dakota before summer is done, and we also have a list of some things that you can take in the coming days and and we're literally talking the next couple of weekends here. Take us on a little stroll through some North Dakota festivals and some fun that are still available for folks, Kim.
Well, I'd be happy to. There's a number of things starting already today. Of course, the Fargo Blues Festival kicks off today, where you can enjoy 12-band blues explosion featuring Walter Trout, Geneva Magnus, and just a number of great jazz bands taking place up in Fargo. And of course, they have on-site camping, they have food, they have all kinds of different fun vendors. It's really a fun event that they do right there at Newman Outdoor Field in Fargo. And then if you're looking for something closer to home back here in Mandan, the Wild West Grill Fest kicks off today. And so if you're wondering where to go for lunch, that I would definitely stop over there. A number of restaurants in town will be competing and showing off their favorite ribs recipes and just a number of things to do over there as well in Mandan today.
All right,
so starts today, goes through tomorrow.
Let's get your name all over it, Steve. Today and tomorrow, a grill fest.
Oh yeah, of course. Dead stuff on a grill. I love that.
I know. And then after you're done eating, they have things for the kids to do. They have inflatable games, and they're going to have hay rides. And as I had stated, they have the art and craft vendors. And then, of course, they have the street dances both tonight and tomorrow night. And I think tomorrow night they're featuring Dirty Word. So
yeah,
it's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be a great weekend because they've got everything for the adults. They've got everything for the kids. They've got everything for the family. And if you like to eat, of course, that's a good place to show up.
Absolutely.
I'm ashamed to admit, Kim and Steve, that I've not been to the International Feast Garden before. I've not checked that off my bucket list, but this weekend might be the weekend because there's some things going on up there, right?
There certainly is. It's a great time to head up to the Feast Gardens. They have their 9th annual International Country Gospel and Quilt Show. So a great time to get up there, listen to some live music, stroll through the gardens. We've heard that everything is in full bloom. Actually, everything was blooming a little bit later this year, so heard the gardens are in terrific shape. As well as their indoor opportunities. The cactus exhibit is still, of course, up there at the conservatory. So if you have not had an opportunity to get up to the Peace Garden this year, we strongly encourage that. And then, take a tour of the area because Lake Metegoshi is absolutely beautiful. They've got some great trails to ride right around the lake there. And you can jump on the Turtle Mountain Scenic Byway and make a complete trip out of it by heading up to northern North Dakota. And then, of course, if you're done eating and you're done with the ribs and Mandan, then maybe you want to go and work off some of those calories in Jamestown at the Pipestem Creek Trail Run and Gear Grinder events that are taking place in Jamestown. And so they have the run has two different components. They have a 3-mile and an 8-mile division. And then for those avid mountain bikers that want to test their skills, you can do that on Sunday. And so they've got some great events taking place over in Jamestown this weekend as well. And then closer to home again here at Buckstop Junction, they have their 21st annual Corn Feed and Old Settlers Day taking place on Sunday. So if you haven't had an opportunity to get out to Buckstop Junction in a while, they have some great additions out there. They host some fabulous events, and the Corn Feed just is a great family fun event. And they, of course, are going to have the Cowboy Action Performers there this weekend. So lots of fun taking place over at Buckstop Junction.
Okay, one last one for this weekend. I understand the Northern Plains Ethnic Festival is going on in Dickinson, and tell you what, Steve, if you fill up on the Grill Fest, I'm thinking you ought to head west. This one sounds great.
Well, it's always a good idea to head west.
It is. It is a great, and it's supposed to be a fantastic weekend to head west. They serve up a number of different ethnic foods, ranging from Czech, German, Scandinavian, Norwegian. So if you're wondering, if you've ever wondered what some of the German cuisines taste like the Fleischkegel and some of the cheese buttons, they'll be serving up some of those ethnic German foods and then, of course, the Norwegian dishes as well. So they've got a two-day event featuring some live entertainment and fun taking place, and that's at Prairie Outpost Park in Dickinson.
The other thing we should mention is Williston. The Babe Ruth World Series is happening. Starts actually today and goes through the 24th. But this is players from all around the country, right?
It is. It is. They're bringing in teams from all across the country, and I believe that they have a parade starting tomorrow and kicking off some things this evening. But yeah, Williston's been looking forward and planning this event for a number of years, and it's finally here. And number of people heading to Williston, and great sights to see there as well. They have the Yellowstone Confluence. If you haven't been there, that's a great sight. They have Fort Union and Fort Buford up in that region. So you know, you take those families are going to have the opportunity to see some fantastic sights in Williston.
You know, there's some things people need to keep in mind as well, because there's some dates coming up that things are winding down. Most notably, Medora, if you haven't had an opportunity to go out to this year's musical yet, you're starting to run out of opportunities to go check that out.
Certainly, and the nice thing, too, is the musical is running later than in, you know, these last couple of years. They're extended through September 7th, so you have plenty of time to get out and enjoy the musical, and be sure to check their website. They have some great deals and discounts taking place right now, so be sure to take advantage of some of that. And the Badlands are absolutely beautiful this year. They're green. They have had, you know, plenty of ample moisture. And so having been out there just a few weeks ago, things are looking great in Medora this year. And like I said, the Medora, the Pitchfork Fondue, all of that is going to be running through September. And they have plenty of events well into the fall, as you know, even after the Medora musical. So be sure to get the Medora experience on your vacation itinerary yet this fall.
And I'm looking at this list for August. There's a lot of fun things left no matter where you're at. The Dig and Discover Pembina Gorge at Walhalla is the 19th through the 25th. The Fall Festival in Glen Ullin is next weekend. Rolling on the River in Grand Forks is the 23rd, 24th next weekend. You mentioned Medora. There's also the Trail Run coming up on the 24th. They do the 5K, 10K, and the 5K walk, so they got runs and walks. The Island Park Show in Fargo is the 24th, which is all kinds of great arts and unique crafts. Lots mm-hmm. of fun. The Extreme North Dakota Race Adventure in Walhalla, the 24th, 25th. Are all these up on the ND Tourism website?
They certainly are. You can access these and many, many more at our ndtourism.com website. And we've made it very simplistic. Just go click on the events. You can search for the particular time frame that you're going to be here, and it'll show you the events that will be taking place even by the specific area that you're going to be visiting or traveling to. So if you're planning a vacation, be sure to check out our website, or you can contact one of our travel counselors. We'd be happy to visit with you and structure an itinerary. We can be reached at 1-800-435-5663.
And by the way, Steve, they have a whole list of things from Lake Manigoshi near Botno to the Enchanted Highway at Regent, the forts and antelope, the zebras with the zoos, the fun at fish ponds, lots of fun things to do with kids in North Dakota. So it is a great resource for you to make sure you live summer to the fullest in the final weeks here. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate the update. Take care.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollenburst and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com.
Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link. Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit IWantThatBunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to drop us an email, temperatures around the region this hour, 64 in Bismarck, Mandan, Williston, 71, Dickinson, 68, Minot, 69 in Jamestown, 64 this hour, Grand Forks, 71, Devil's Lake, 69, 67 in Fargo, Miles City, Montana, 67, in Rapid City, they're at 61, Lemon, 59, and Aberdeen, 57 this hour. A little bit of fog still around the region, mostly south of I-94 is most of the foggy areas around the areas. Going to be a little cooler in the southeastern portion of the state. Temperatures up in the 90s, talking 95 in the Bismarck-Mandan area. So some warm temperatures heading our way. Finally, summer. And now you've got a nice long list of some of the things to go see and do in North Dakota when it comes to last-minute summer plans. Let's go to Jeff in Fargo. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my second call. I was just listening to Glenn Beck. And over the last 2 and 3 days in Egypt that we give $2 billion to, they've burned a total of 47. That's 47 Christian churches, 20 Coptic Christian houses, pharmacies, hospitals. And where is our delegation from North Dakota? Heidkamp, Hoven, and Kramer. How come they're not on the top of their desk screaming, stop the aid, getting on the TV and telling people, because the regular media will not play it. For the love of God, you guys, get a hold of these guys. God bless. Goodbye.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Congressman Kevin Kramer is actually in Israel. I'm not sure he's back yet, but I know that was a part of his itinerary this week, so we're looking forward to getting a report on that. But you know, he's right about the absolute anarchy that is happening in Egypt right now. I wonder how closely our listeners are following this. You know, you tend to see these things and sort of go ho-hum, but this is one you can't really say ho-hum to. That number now of the amount of people that have been killed. Again, you know, military coup underway. Over 500. Absolutely incredible what's going on there. Are you paying attention? Does it matter? Do you agree with Jeff that you want more involvement from our own members of Congress? Let us know. 800-228-0550. We got a bunch of emails and some Facebook comments to share with folks as well before we get back to the phones here. Steve, what you got?
I got a couple of emails on education. Scott emails in. There's some good quality products from public schools, but just like cars, we also get some lemons. Good things for kids to know, and I think he's spot on that. Also, Angie emails in, kids these days have a sense of entitlement that we didn't grow up with. However, they are also taught there's no need to really try to be the best. Everyone gets a ribbon. And I think that's another great point. So thanks for those emails, Scott and Angie.
One of our normal or nuts questions asked whether you agree with the Bismarck Tribune editorial that Common Core standards are smart. We've had some debates on that on this program. Majority of our listeners are very leery of the Common Core standards, despite the fact they are being implemented in some schools around the state. So is that normal or nuts? Let us know what you think there. Jason is next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And again, your email is welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jason, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, right on. Thanks for taking my call. Say, Scott, man, did you hear that caller just a few minutes ago or the preceding caller that talked about the Christians getting butchered in Egypt? And I listened and I waited for you to come off the floor and scream, and you didn't. And I'm not trying to take you to task, but I'm trying to take anybody who kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Christians are being butchered in Egypt. Now, I hearken back to what happens if that happens here. What do we as Christians do? Where is our anger about this? Why are we funding these scums of earth, spawns of Satan, that are doing this to our Christian brothers? There's something that needs to stop the press, and we got to figure this out. I mean, some Jews got killed in Germany. Oh, yeah, okay, Mama, let's move on. Like hell. We're getting our Christian brothers butchered by the spawns of Satan, and we don't do much.
It's total anarchy, and I'm with you. It's unthinkable what's going on there. But I mean, in addition to Christian churches, it isn't just Christian churches and just Christians being targeted. It's everything. I mean, they're storming government buildings. They're torching homes. It's anarchy. And I think the death toll is over 6,000 now. The amount injured over 3,000. What did I say? 600. 600 deaths and 3,000 plus. On the injured category. So it's a flat out military coup. It's a mess. I'm with you, Jason.
I think we just need to quit spending money on it. You know, why are we dropping money when we have so many issues within our own country, within our own borders, and we can't take care of our own borders at the same time? You know, quit being a bank. We're not that far away from being bankrupt as a country. Why are we a bank?
I wonder what Jason thinks of President Obama suggesting we don't pick sides either. That's interesting. We can't differentiate between white hats and black hats, good guys and bad guys. We don't pick sides. Wow, that was yesterday, and then he hit the golf course, which he's being criticized for. Another round of Normal or Nuts coming up. Straight ahead, folks. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind.
Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.